This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Kroger and Albertsons are two of the country's largest grocery chains, and they are in talks to join forces. The Federal Trade Commission is reviewing their merger plans for antitrust violations. Rural towns are watching this closely. Past mergers have meant store closures in some communities. Matt Bloom from Colorado Public Radio has more.
Grocery mergers have a bad rap in Sharon Ketchum's family. The 60-year-old lost her job at a Safeway grocery store in rural northwest Colorado when the company merged with Albertsons in 2015.
They walked in one day and said, "We're closing your store in 2 weeks."
She ended up moving back to her hometown of Canyon City to work at another Safeway. Now she fears the rug will be pulled out from under her again.
At my age, at 60, who's going to hire me?
Her town of several thousand residents has an Old West-style Main Street and just two grocery stores right across the street from each other. Safeway, owned by Albertsons, and City Market, owned by Kroger. Mayor Ashley Smith says a merger of the two would mean the only competitors would be miles away.
We also worry about jobs, empty buildings if there's store closures, and also choice and variety of products to choose from.
Kroger, which would absorb Albertsons if the deal goes through, says it won't shut down any stores as a result of the merger. But Sanjay Bhagat, finance professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, says that's hard to prove.
The bar is pretty high to show whether or not mergers actually are beneficial to consumers.
The deal is getting a lot of skepticism from state attorneys general across the political spectrum, from Idaho to Illinois. Colorado AG Phil Weiser says if the Federal Trade Commission doesn't stop the deal, he and other states might try.
I'm committed to hearing from people, to analyzing those issues and making sure that we don't allow a merger to go through if it's going to harm competition.
The companies are also working on a plan to sell off some stores in rural areas to get it through FTC muster. They expect a final decision by early next year. Meanwhile, grocery prices are still top of mind for customers, with annual inflation around 8.5% for food. Canyon City City Market shopper Lee Idle is pushing her weekly haul to her car. She's been following the news about the merger closely.
Just hoping it helps us instead of prices go up, but yeah. I doubt it.
Idle is single and on a fixed income and says her grocery bill this week was a whopping $100.19 for milk, eggs, and a few other staples. In Canyon City, Colorado, I'm Matt Bloom for Marketplace.